Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 517. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. We're going to have a great show today. On the phone with us from Chicago, or a suburb of Chicago, is Charlene Wexler. She is an award-winning author. We're going to bring her on the show in just a second. Before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If you'd please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and we are streaming live on Facebook. So if you want to go to our Facebook page, you'll see the live stream. I'm going to wave to the camera right there. And anyway, we're having a little bit of fun with that. Last week, I couldn't get it to work. This week, it's working. Who knows? in fact, we'll probably be talking to Charlene a little bit about all this new technology that we're all faced with. So let me just read Charlene's bio. She is a graduate of the University of Illinois. She has worked as a teacher and a dental office bookkeeper and as a wife, mom, and grandmother. And by the way, she's the wife of a dentist, so that we have quite a connection. And more than I think Charlene knows, which we're going to be talking about here in a little bit. She's the author of the books Lori, Murder Across the Ocean, Murder on Skid Row, Milk and Oranges, and Elephants in the Room, which is the most recent one. And by the way, when we do Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day, we're going to be giving away a free copy of that book. Charlene was nice enough to offer that to one of us, one of you listeners, to one of the winners. Okay, so hey, good morning, Charlene. How are you?
Good morning, Doctor. Very well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Oh, are you kidding? Thank you for getting up so darn early. I forgot that it's only 6:30 in Chicago.
Right. Still dark here and a little bit of snow around.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's dark here too and we have snow as well.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I think you now have just become the most repeat guest on my show, I'm pretty sure.
So, how nice.
Yeah, yeah. And as you can tell, we have three more shows, and we'll have done 10 years straight of one show a week for 520 weeks. That's not for 3 weeks, though.
Oh, how beautiful.
So, anyway, okay, so now, this most recent book, remember I said that we have some parallels. So I happen to notice that, you know what? Elephants in the Room. And it took me a while, and you probably know this because you wrote it. You have to get pretty far into the book to figure out what you mean by that title.
Oh.
And you also know that I read the book. I don't just pretend that I've read the book. Remember that, I think, when you were on for, what was it, the one about Lori?
Right, right. In fact, I do, if you've read the book, I do have a story in there about an interview.
I saw
right.
That. I was telling my wife about that. That wasn't about me, was it?
Well, I hope not. I don't know. it's a story about an interviewer on a television show,
right.
And the interviewer goes a little far and digs.
Asks you,
the author of the book.
Which one of those characters was you?
Right. Reveal some stuff she really didn't want to reveal. So I don't know. We'll see how this interview goes.
So I noticed that you and Sam were married in 67. My wife and I were married in 76. Now, my accountant once told me that if you're doing math and it's off by 9, you've transposed a number. Did you know that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if your numbers are off by 9, you've taken like 67 and made it a 76 or vice versa. Something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it save you any taxes when you do that?
No, in fact, it cost me thousands of dollars last year because I hadn't been able to balance the checkbook, a combination of computer troubles and having the right time, and every time I'd sit down, it wouldn't work. So finally, he had to come and balance the checkbook. And I'm like, couldn't we have just said we were off by $300, and I'll pay the tax on $300. Would have been cheaper than to pay you thousands to figure it out, you know?
Right, right.
He didn't see it that way, of course.
Right. I've noticed your book, your show now is called The Reasons We Smile.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Elephants in the room give you a lot of reasons to smile.
That's right. That's right. Oh, and some of the stories. So there's one I actually want to read, or if, with your permission. But, I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, be the spoiler alert or anything. But it's page 104, 105. And, oh, by the way, folks, this is a collection of essays, and some of it is reminiscing, some of it is just your take on things. Right, Charlene?
Right.
Right.
It's
so
really things that are universal themes, things that happen to all of us, and we may not think about them.
I know. I was gonna say there's something in here for everybody, no matter what your stage in life is. And it wasn't chronological, because it started off kind of historical. Mm-hmm. Reminiscing, and then next thing I'm going, wait a minute, she's talking about smartphones here.
In some ways it is. I actually took it from the 1950s,
uh-huh.
and a young girl, you know, growing up in the 50s, and we ended with seniors.
Okay.
You know, so it does have somewhat of a pattern, but you could read them in any order.
Right, right. And so it's a fun read. It because you never know what you're going to get. There are so many stories here. I highly recommend it. How can people access this book? We're going to give one away, of course, today to our winner of Dr. Kvitko's Question of the Day, but it's on Amazon, I take it?
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Are the main pages, places.
Okay. And they just type in Charlene Wexler, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I also have a web page where so many of the stories have been in magazines or newspapers, or they're on the web.
Okay.
So you can cheat a little bit and go to my webpage and read some of them.
Oh, okay.
But it's more fun to get the whole book because it has something for everybody. I say I kind of write laughter and tears.
Yes, that's a good explanation. So it's Thanksgiving in the 21st century. Can I read that?
Sure.
Okay, because I'm giving it away, obviously, but
okay.
But this is so cool. This one had me laughing out loud, all right?
Okay.
So fall is in the air with a slight hint of wintry cold. The trees are bursting with color. The pumpkins, plump and full, are scattered across the field. Soon the family will gather around the table to celebrate Thanksgiving. From near and far, over the river and through the woods to my house, they will come. Let's do a head count of who won't be coming this year, though. Aunt Phoebe is in a nursing home. Grandma Bess has passed, God rest her soul. Karen won't come if Sue is here, and Sue won't come if Karen is here. Cousin Lynn is stuck in the snow. Flo's cat is too sick for Flo to go anywhere. Airline tickets are just too high for nephew, Sky, and his six kids. Leave the extra table leaf and the chairs downstairs. Doesn't sound like we're going to need them, right?
Right.
Time to take out the finery kept in a special place for just this occasion. Grandma's old rimmed English precious china, Mom's linen embroidered tablecloths, my sterling wedding silverware, and the fine-cut Waterford crystal goblets handed down through three generations. Except the china can't go in the microwave, the linens need ironing, and the crystal must be hand-washed. Change in plans. The paper plates from Walmart with the cute little turkeys on them will go well with the plastic tablecloth knives, spoons, and forks.
That's how it's coming.
How many families does that relate to? Like all of us, right?
Right. That's what most of my stories try to relate to everybody.
So, and the book is full of others, including pets and things, and I loved it. And so we're going to talk more about some of the stories that kind of, got me. We do have some more time before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, though. So I learned something. I didn't know there was such thing as a Mrs. degree. Tell me about that.
Mrs. degree. Yeah. You're probably younger than I am, but back in the 50s and 60s, you know, women were not as independent as we are now. And we pretty much went to college to get a husband. But you went to get education, but your whole goal was to get married back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And you really couldn't do more than become a secretary, a teacher, a nurse.
Yeah.
I remember my husband, who graduated in 64, said there was one woman in his class.
Really?
And, my son, who graduated in 1998, he also is a dentist in Arizona. Half of the class were women.
Right, right. I think now it's more than half.
Probably.
Yeah.
So we've come quite a ways.
We have. There are other terms that I'm going to ask you to explain after we do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day in our break, which would be a soda jerk and a needle knack. Okay?
Okay. So, I see you did read my book.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just the beginning of the book. I have to prove that I read the end of the book with some other comments here, like how you were an overnight success after 20 years.
Right. Isn't that how it always is?
Well, I'm kind of hoping, but I didn't think I'd have to wait 10 more years for it. I was hoping I'd be an overnight success sometime before my 10th year doing
the
show.
Well, it sounds like you're doing very well, both in your practice and on your show.
Well, thank you for that. I don't consider myself an overnight success yet, but we will see. Okay, so let me just remind folks, we are speaking with Charlene Wexler. She is an award-winning author. She is married to a dentist, Dr. Sam Wexler. By the way, her son is also a dentist, but that's not part of the question of the day. Her new book is entitled Elephants in the Room, and so you're going to need to know that when we do Dr. Kavicko's question. Before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day today is, which of the following is true about today's guest, Charlene Wexler? A, she is an award-winning author. B, she is married to a dentist, Dr. Sam Wexler. C, her new book is entitled Elephants in the Room. Or D, all of the above. Remember, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, and Charlene is going to donate a copy of her book, Elephants in the Room, to the winner who calls in and has the correct answer. All right, the number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavicko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavicko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavicko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavicko.
Dr. Kavicko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. We have two Marys on the line, so I'm calling them Mary 1 and Mary 2. And we're going to go... Now, both of you stay on the line because you're both going to win a prize. So let's go to Mary 1. That would be this. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavicko's question of the day?
Yes, it's D, all of the above.
D, all of the above is correct. And we understand you would like to have the book, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so stay on the line. We need to get information as to... Oh, by the way, Mary, what do you do for a living?
Accounting.
Accounting. Okay. Then you, my little story about if it's reversed, it's, if it's off by 9, you reverse 2 numbers. You knew that, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Stay on the line, please. And now let's go to Mary number 2. Hi, Mary number 2.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, good. What do you do for a living?
I am a dermatologist.
Dermatologist. Awesome. Wow. Boy, dealing with all that skin cancer. Oh, my goodness. That's kind of can be sad at times, I bet. But you're helping people, so awesome.
Very rewarding job.
Is it? Good, good. Keep people from getting sick. I go once a year, by the way, just so you know.
Wonderful. That's the right thing to do.
It is. So, hey, stay on the line because you're going to win the free flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much, guys, for calling. And the folks that didn't win, call in next week, and because we're here every week, as you know, for 517 so far. All right. So, hey, Charlene, how are you? Are you still there?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. So, tell me what a soda jerk is. I mean, is that like somebody's acting? I know what it is, but it sounds like somebody's acting like
okay.
a jerk in the soda shop.
You know, you're giving me an idea. I think I'm going to write a story about all these phrases that people don't remember, don't know. A soda jerk was somebody that ran the most drugstores had a soda fountain.
Right.
Where they made ice cream and
root beer floats and things.
Sundaes and floats.
Yeah.
And that's what a soda jerk was. He was the one that took care of the town.
Wonder what the genesis of that was.
That's true. Right.
You have to find that out, right?
Right.
And then a needle knack, which I think is somebody who's really good with a sewing needle.
Right. And it was usually someone because back in the beginning of the century, most clothes were homemade. And it was someone that could look at a dress and remake it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, somebody that had such skills that all they had to do was, you know, look at a pattern or look at a picture in a magazine and remake it.
Now, you know, it's funny because we have such a connection, like I said, more than you even realize. And but I love how every book, everything you write, there's a dentist in there. A dentist did something. Either the dentist was the murderer or they suspected the dentist and he wasn't the murderer. But one of the phrases, one of the little stories said something about how this girl had got 6 cavities, so she stopped chewing gum. And
right.
How Doc Schwartz didn't take x-rays. That's why they didn't know she had 6 cavities till she went to the new dentist. And I've dealt with that a little bit when I bought a practice or two over time and the other dentist wasn't taking x-rays. And the next thing you know, I'm taking them and it's like, oh, you have 6 cavities. And they look at me like, how could that be? You know?
Right, right.
But the story about the car crashing into, I assume it would be your dad's pharmacy?
Yes.
Do you know
yes.
that I had a car that crashed into the front of my dental office?
Whoa. Okay. It's not fun.
Now, luckily it was the outer foyer. And
I was
nobody
say,
was.
I hope no one was hurt.
No, but it was. I just thought the similarity was just, you know, there are a lot of things. For example, where Lena had to quit college because
right.
of money, my dad had to quit high school because of money. He was orphaned by the time he was 7. One parent died when he was 5, when he was 7, and he had 2 sisters, one about his age, the other about 5 years older. And so they were in an orphanage. When the oldest one turned 18 and got out, took her about a year to get on her feet. Then she came back and she got the 2 younger siblings and they set up household, but she made him quit after 11th grade to help support them. And something he always regretted, and he was such an educated man for not having even graduated from high school. So I know the feeling that Lena had. Is it Lena or Lena? Lena. Lena, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Sam's father came from a family of 8. And he had to quit in, like, 10th grade to help support the family.
So you guys have lived that, too, his dad.
So, right. So both you and Sam went on to college and became dentists, which was very nice.
Yeah, and what's really cool, I wish my dad was alive to see it, and hopefully he knows, that my oldest son now not only went to college, but teaches at the University of Georgia in Athens. He's a PhD in microbiology. So.
Oh, how nice.
Go figure. You know what? That would make my dad probably the most proudest, the proudest of anything. Now, I will say, too,
Did you read the story about the spiritual connection?
I did, yeah.
You know, so who knows?
Right. I read the entire book, and I also related to that because, and I was going to say this to you, so I'm glad you brought it up, because there's a lot of reference in your book to your son, Jeffrey, who died when he was 12. But somebody once told me, as long as you're not forgotten, you're not really dead. And I know that in the story, it was the person whose face fell in their food, and it was at the time when the aunt, was it, or grandma had a heart attack, right?
Right.
And but let's talk about Jeffrey for a little bit. 2000.
Okay. I get the title of the book, Elephants in the Room, from, I always liked the saying, but I never realized what it was until Jeffrey died. Then I'd walk into a room, and I'd be the elephant in the room. Everybody would stop talking.
Right.
And didn't know what to say to me.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. So it's very true. What she's referring to is if you don't say anything, then it's like you're being insensitive, and if you do ask, then you're bringing back terrible feelings and thoughts, and now everything's a big downer, right?
Right, and it's really, if I have a minute here, the background from The Elephant in the Room, it was a saying that came about from 1814 when an author wrote a story about someone that went to a museum in London, and he described all the small things in the cases. And he never talked about the big elephant in the middle of the room.
Oh.
So it became a saying from then on, and there were several poems, like one by Terry Kettering that I always liked. And that one really says, we don't talk about the elephant in the room. Please say her name. Please say her name again. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, or I would be left there by myself with the elephant.
Wow.
So we all have elephants in the room, things we want to talk about,
right.
Nobody will talk about, and things we don't.
Right. So are you suggesting that we should just confront it and talk about it, and if the person doesn't want to discuss it, they'll tell us, but at least give them an opportunity?
That's a very good idea.
Okay.
Of course, I don't know. Our government is maybe talking about too much now at our news shows.
Well, that's true. And there's no politics in this book, so we don't have to worry about that. It's not really
totally
true? Okay. Some of the stories are kind of, I see.
Congress to Make Humans.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember the title.
The parade where God and the angels are fighting over
how
to make the humans.
That's right. And I love the way you said, they ran out of color. All they have is brown, so let's make the humans different shades of brown.
Right. And I kind of was basing that on the way Congress works today.
Oh, okay.
But it's the only one that has any politics.
Okay.
I'm too much of a chicken to go into anything else.
Hey, it looks like we have to go to our little break.
Okay.
But hang on, because I'm enjoying this immensely. And there are so many more stories that I want to go over with you, okay?
Okay,
hang on. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 517, and we'll be right back.
You can take me as I am, not just a little bit.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. And thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode 517. On the phone with us is Charlene Wexler. She is an award-winning author. Her most recent book is Elephants in the Room. And before we get back to Charlene, let me just say Jeannie called. Jeannie is she was kind of slow on the draw with calling in to try to win flowers this week. She's actually a patient of mine, so I thought I would say hi to Jeannie. Maybe we can try next week. So Charlene, you know what? My wife and I feed the birds, but we also feed the squirrels, just like in your one segment there, and I can't remember the name of that one, something about the wild animals in the snow and all that.
Right.
And we have a herd of about 17 deer that come into our backyard.
Sounds like my house.
Yeah, I put corn out for them. We put the bird feeder and we purposely let it overflow so that on the ground you have the squirrels and the chipmunks and the possums and the raccoons and fox comes by. Even the deer kind of like that a little bit. And we have that connection as well. So, I mean, it's just when you read this, it just seems like you said, just relates to so many people. Oh, and this one is important. Things to discuss before marriage. Now, you focused on temperature.
Right.
But I'll tell you what. Back when I got married when I was 20, my wife was 19. So when I was probably 17 and she would have been either still not quite 16 or maybe had just turned 16 and I was almost 18, I'm not sure. On our very first date after a high school basketball game, we came back to my house and we just sat and talked about everything that bugs you. I said, just tell me everything that bugs you, because if I know it bugs you now, I can try to avoid doing it later. What do you think of that?
Being so young to think about those things. Usually at that age, you're just working on emotions.
Yeah. It's like if you get it out in the beginning, if you know that it bothers you that, I don't know, you clear your throat a certain way or you leave the refrigerator door open while you stand there or whatever it is, with the toilet paper going over instead of under. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. That's what most of my stories are, universal themes, like forgetting your cell phone or the animals in your life, or, just so many, the temperature games
right.
that we all play.
Right. Now, does your husband know that his antique dental equipment pursuit is considered hoarding, or is that just you?
Oh, Lord. His antique dental is considered hoarding, too, besides his bicycle. He just can't get rid of anything or sell anything. But he has put together, he's willing to donate, and he's very much into keeping dental history alive. So he has put together about 11 different offices from 1900 across the country and in Israel.
Wow. That's awesome. We have less than a minute. Is there anything
okay.
you would like to say or ask before we go? I wish I had more time, but I don't.
I'd like to thank you very much for letting me talk to you and be on your show again.
Oh, it's awesome to have you. I always enjoy it, as you can tell. And keep writing, because you know what? You don't realize it, but you're kind of like, you're about 10 years somewhere like that ahead of me, maybe about 10, and so I see my future through what you write.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been compared to Irma Bombeck.
Yes.
Okay, thank you again.
You are very, very welcome. All right, so looks like that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates, by the way. And don't forget to go and get Charlene Wexler's book, Charlene Wexler with an X. And remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.